What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, today we are going to discuss another awesome AI power tool called Move.ai. The headline on their website here is, quote, "The next generation of motion capture. Markerless motion capture products make it easy to capture and create 3D animations." So this is a super awesome looking tool that's basically allowing any of us to do some motion capture animation. And basically their goal is to, like many of these AI tools, make motion capture animation accessible and functional at an extremely low cost compared to like a professional level production motion capture setup or studio. And that's really why I wanted to do an episode on it. Not only is it an AI tool, which we obviously love here at the AI Marketing Navigator, but we love any tool that can bring production level content creation into the hands of small marketing departments or solo marketing departments. So first, let's do a little bit of history on the company or the tool, Move.ai. It was founded in 2019 by Tino Millar and Anthony Ganjo. And again, the mission was to bring motion capture to a wider audience, an audience who didn't have access to it before, whether it was price barriers or equipment barriers or technology barriers. And since then, the tool has grown rapidly, and it's secured a good deal of funding recently, and it's been building out a very AI experienced team. And then in 2023, they released a mobile app version of the tool, making it even more accessible to everyday users and to not as technical or creative of users. Essentially, the tool tracks the movement of either one person or multiple people, and it maps where joints and limbs are and uses that data for exports into software for animation, film production, special effects, and there's even use cases for athletes and coaching staffs to use it as well. So what is it that makes Move AI so accessible and easy to use? For one, it's their notion of markerless motion capture. And they call it a markerless motion capture tool, meaning in traditional motion capture, you have to typically wear a bodysuit with multiple markers that are being tracked and mapped using, I would imagine, proprietary technology that's not very easy to use. And with Move AI, none of that equipment or experience is necessary. It's also entirely available on a mobile app, meaning the video and motion capture can be done right from your phone. They offer a few different products along with their single cam motion capture, which is their Move One product. They have Move Pro, Move Live, and then the Move API that I'm sure can be used to integrate motion capture into any apps or tools that you're building. So again, Move One is their quote single camera motion capture. And the tagline here for the product is that the Move One iOS app makes it easy to capture and create 3D animations with just a phone. Some of the key features here for Move One are that it's single camera. You can you can capture a single subject anywhere with no suits or studios required. Along with full body motion capture, it also provides hand and finger tracking, according to the website here. You can record up to 60 seconds of video. And apparently the processing is fast enough to get you your resulting animation in as little as 5 minutes. They also have some really cool X examples of people using the software as well on their site here. Next, let's check out their Move Pro, which is a multi-camera motion capture. And the tagline here is markerless motion capture that enables studios and brands to capture high fidelity motion data without suits or expensive hardware. So it sounds like this ups the quality and the capability, which makes sense considering you're going from one camera to multiple cameras. And according to the website here, it enables motion capture using GoPros, Sony, Panasonic, and Blackmagic cameras. So definitely a ton of compatibility for video creators. And for some of the feature of the pro tier that you can get, you get AAA quality motion data. So studio and brand quality motion data, essentially. You can use up to 12 cameras in that multi-camera capture. And it's at the pro level here that you can capture multiple people as well. It looks like you can capture up to 22 people or subjects can be captured simultaneously in their multi-cam application. In addition to that, you can capture motion in large spaces as well. It looks like 400 square meters is the space that's available to capture in. And there's also a few use cases in case studies from companies like EA or Electronic Arts Games. Any gamers out there, certainly, I'm sure, know what I'm talking about there. An advertising company doing some work for Heineken, and apparently a company that even uses the software to or used it to clone digitally a soccer game that was going on in Wembley Stadium. And they could do some fun things with the environment of the game in real time. And then lastly, they have Move Live, which is real-time motion capture, which is super awesome. And it sounds like there's only like 100 milliseconds of latency, so very, very little delay. And even an Unreal Engine 5 plugin. And for those who don't know, that's basically an environment builder or typically used for video games. It started out as a video game development platform, but it's evolved into, like I said, a world builder, really. And it's also being used in film and television, special effects, video games. Okay, so hopefully your marketing brains have been spinning a little bit and coming up with some possible marketing use cases here. I definitely see a ton of, especially if you combine this motion capture technology with what's going to start being possible in augmented reality or AR. You can do things like virtual interactive product demos, where a user can not only handle a product that's been augmented, but move around with it in this space, which becomes particularly interesting if you can do things like virtual try-ons for clothing e-commerce or clothing companies and outfits. You can see how they would wear on you while you move. And there are already products on Amazon that you can use AR to project up onto your wall or onto your table to see how it would look. You can do something cool with like an animated brand mascot. So you can have an animated mascot of some sort that you could apply real-time movement to. So like, what if at a marketing conference or something, you had a big display or a big screen or something projecting your animated mascot, and one of your employees could be animating the mascot in real time up on the screen and engage with people that are walking by, and people at the show could see this giant animated mascot interacting with people, or you could invite people that are walking by to animate the mascot themselves up on the screen as others are watching. And it sounds like it would be an absolute blast and would be super engaging also. And you know, we love to talk about gamifying things. I'm definitely a part gamer. And so again, whether it's at a trade show or at your brick and mortar location, you could somehow create an augmented reality game or a customer experience where a user can like jump or shuffle side to side or duck or something to avoid objects. I don't know, maybe those objects are the shoes that you sell or something, but you see what I'm getting at. Okay, and then last but not least, I had to, of course, try out the product. I went ahead and downloaded the Move One app on my phone and dove right in and just did some recording. And I only almost broke one thing in the house, so that's good as well. But I have to say, I'm super, super impressed with just the user interface and the user experience. It was very easy, very intuitive. And I just did some goofy jumping jacks, some hand clapping, and some hand waving to test the hand and finger tracking to see what the result was like. And I'm super impressed. It was really not only fun, but impressive. And you should definitely check out the video. I will put it at the end of the episode, so don't miss it. And definitely check out Move AI, guys. It really does feel like they brought kind of motion capture to all of us. And I'm excited to see what you guys think and what ideas you come up with for using this in your marketing tactics. Okay, so that does it for today's episode. If you enjoyed the show or find it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated and so super helpful to the show. So until next time, and as always, thanks for joining me, and remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.